I'm Dr. Shauna Voss. I'm a senior veterinarian with the Minnesota Board of Animal Health.
Dr. Voss, let's talk about the highly pathogenic avian influenza outbreak that began earlier this year on the East Coast and has continued to make its way closer to Minnesota. What are the really important facts to point out regarding this outbreak?
I think the biggest fact is that it seems to be pretty widespread. And so we're seeing it in a lot of different states. We're seeing it in wild birds, commercial poultry, and backyard poultry. And so now is the time, as birds are migrating north, that all of our producers need to be on alert and aware and in preparation and hopefully keep it out of their flocks.
Many people are thinking back to 2015 and the outbreak of H5N1. What are some of the similarities this time around, and what are some of the important differences?
So it is, the virus itself is very similar to what we experienced in 2015. This particular virus that we're seeing in the United States is a Eurasian strain of influenza, and is very similar to what's circulating and has been circulating in Europe the last handful of years. This virus seems to be very poultry adapted, which means once it gets introduced into a flock, it can spread very aggressively. Similar to what we saw in 2015, it is unfortunately deadly. So birds that are infected with it do not survive. And I think one of the big differences is in 2015, we had some spotty introductions on the West Coast, kind of centered into the upper Midwest, Minnesota, Iowa, some of our other neighboring states, but this time it's come all the way up the East Coast, a lot of the Midwestern parts of the U.S., and we're even seeing incidences in wild birds out on the West Coast. So it's in all four flyways in the United States.
And I hate to even say it, but it seems like that scenario sets itself up for a potentially more devastating outbreak than a few years ago.
I agree with that. I also think we're better prepared. So a lot of our producers, unfortunately, in Minnesota, saw what it could do, and we've really tightened up some biosecurity, and I think our producers are prepared. Our response team is prepared as well. So if we have an introduction, we know that we need to react quickly, get it taken care of so that it doesn't spread to neighboring farms.
Is it safe to say that the way officials have responded so far is to be taken as encouragement, because you look at cases in South Carolina, Virginia, then you move into Indiana. It seems like they're still keeping those cases to, you know, one or two flocks, maybe three or four, as opposed to just these huge outbreaks like what occurred in 2015.
Yeah, I'm hoping that that's the case. I'm hoping that our quick response is able to keep these in check. I don't fully understand all the migration patterns and how quickly birds move through and how long they stay in different areas, and that's certainly going to impact how many cases that they potentially will have.
What's your take-home message to Minnesota turkey growers in the industry?
Biosecurity. Make sure that you've got your biosecurity plans in place. Make sure all of your workers and family members and anybody who visits the farm are following those procedures and not walking that virus into your barn. If we can keep the virus out, we'll keep our birds healthy.